T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
What's going on, Memphis? It's Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parish on 92.9 FM ESPN. We've got a big show for you today. At 4:20, we are going to bring on host of the Jason and John show, John Martin. We will address the elephant in the room because Las Vegas Raiders are taking on Bennett's Tennessee Titans this weekend. I believe John will be in attendance of that game, so we'll discuss that. We'll also talk about the Memphis basketball schedule that came out yesterday. At 4 stories at 4:44, we're going to have to touch on some NBA stuff. Looks like Celtics head coach Ime Udoka is in pretty big trouble with the organization, and he could miss an entire season, so we'll discuss that. At 5 o'clock, we'll talk to Jeff Calkins, as always, and then do a little bit more Grizzlies talk, do dinner to go, and get out of here. But I want to start with a story I wrote today. I've been working on this one for a little bit. It's a really good one, subscriber-only story over at the Daily Memphian. And I try not to oversell and underdeliver, but I do think this one is very, very interesting. If you're wondering what Ja Morant has been up to this summer, that's not very hard to find, right? You see it on YouTube, on his new YouTube channel. You see it on his Instagram stories. You see it on Twitter occasionally. He's done podcasts all over the place. And we've talked about this week how it's interesting how in years past he's always been hesitant to really say what he's working on. And I don't think he's gotten into any specifics as to what exactly Ja Morant is working on. But this year he's let it be known he's trying to get a consistent jumper. He's trying to find a consistent three-point shot. He's trying to limit the amount of punishment he has to take from going to the rim every single time down the court. And when I heard him say that, it was immediately interesting to me because when you're there before Grizzlies games and you're just sort of looking around, and obviously Ja Morant is a star even before the game starts, and there's lots of fans at his shoot around before the games, You can always see him sitting with Blake Ahern, assistant coach, Grizzlies assistant coach Blake Ahern, before the games, watching stuff on the laptop, whether that be film or his own, you know, just fundamentals. And Blake, to me, has always been a really interesting character on the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies, it's like team policy that they don't allow their assistant coaches to speak like publicly to the media. That the opportunity for me to do like a one-on-one interview with Blake is just not going to happen. I think they're trying to keep everything cohesive, so they're just not going to allow that sort of opportunity. But he's such a fascinating piece that I said I really need to learn about this guy. Because when I was watching the Ja YouTube videos, you can see in the gym where he's working out in Austin, Texas, Blake is there with him. Everywhere Ja seems to go, Blake is there with him as an assistant coach. And they have this kind of bond that, to me, is very obvious because as they sit there and watch film, the Morant family is usually there. Kari's on Ja's lap. You know, Ja's mom's there. Ja's sister's there. They're all watching it together. They're talking. The family seems to really love Blake as well. And then they play this game.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about
familiar with
dodgeball game that they do before they run into the locker room?
It's not dodgeball.
I see it whenever I'm – when because I get there, obviously, early to set up the radio equipment, and I see them doing it every game, yeah.
It's not dodgeball. It's my understanding that – I don't know who started the game, but it's this game where you have to try to throw a basketball, and it has to bounce before it hits the other person. And then the other person also has a chance to – catch it. Like it's like dodgeball in that way, except the ball has to bounce first.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there are anybody's out or anything. They're just trying to just, you know, keep them loose and play a little game before the end of warmups. And so it's been super obvious that these two guys really like each other. And I think Ja gave it the stamp today, because when I tweeted out the story, you know, that Ja and assistant coach Blake Ahern are a perfect match, he went ahead and liked it, like, almost immediately. So that's how you know, okay, he agrees. Blake is interesting. It's an interesting pairing because Blake Ahern is one of the all-time greatest college shooters that you have never heard of in your life. By far. This guy holds the NCAA record for free throw percentage. He made 435 out of 460 free throws in his college career. And it wasn't like he was a bad player because he was, you know, all MVC multiple times in college, was very close to getting them to the NCAA tournament a couple of times, but it didn't work out. Had Missouri State while he was there at one point, had the number 21 RPI in the entire country. So he was an extremely good player. But where he was valuable was that shot. And I talked to his high school coach in St. Louis. I talked to his college coach in at Missouri State, who's now his name's Barry Hinson. He's now at Oklahoma State running their whole NIL operation there because he was a great recruiter when he was in college. And it's amazing to hear them talk, because they said if Blake existed in today's NBA, where it's not all about length and athleticism as much as it was back then, and you can stretch the floor and shoot, he absolutely would have found his way onto one of these NBA teams. But because of that era that he played in, he played an 8-year professional career, bounced around all over the place. But what he always could do was shoot the ball. He's the Missouri State record holder in 3-point shots. He is the NCAA single season free throw percentage record holder at 97%, above 97% from the free throw line. Twice he made more than 60 free throws in a row in college. And that's all notable because if Ja says, I want to improve my shot, that's the guy you want to pair with him. But what I found out as I started writing this story is that this is not just a pairing that works because of their contrasting styles on the court, because Blake is going to help him with his shooting fundamentals and knowing how and when and where to get his 3-point shots. It works because their personalities are so similar. And they didn't come from, like, he went to DeSmet Jesuit private high school, Blake Ahern did. Their personalities are not, or their upbringings, excuse me, are entirely different, right? Ja's and his.
Yeah.
But their basketball journey and their basketball story, in a way, is somewhat similar, because Blake was always the smallest guy on the court. When he was growing up, he was going to grade school camps before he played in high school, and he was the tiny little kid at the camp compared to everybody else. And I think he learned that if I'm going to make it at the next level, I have to find a way to be better. I have to find my token skill. And to him, that was shooting. He has thousands and thousands of shots logged in notebooks from when he was a kid. He is, to this day, I love this story, rumored to be one of the only people to ever beat Manu Ginobili in a game of horse, which I thought is great because you know Manu Ginobili is just killing people with horse. And so what you've done is you've paired a player who was overlooked and found his way to, you know, prove the doubters wrong, found his way to a mid-major college program, worked his way into playing on three separate NBA teams, and a player with a very in Ja with a very similar story who is athletically way more gifted than Blake ever was. But that is why he is so good. That is part of why Ja has become an amazing basketball player, is because he has that one thing that he can do better than everybody else. And so the combination of the two of them works a lot. And Blake, not that Ja really needs this, but Blake has been, as much as anyone else, we give T a lot of credit for being a hater or whatever. Blake is in Ja's ear saying, you see what they can't do, what they say you can't do? You can't do this. You can't do that. And if you've ever wondered where Ja gets a lot of this stuff, it's from Blake. And to me, like, that entire story is just so fascinating and interesting, and the way that they've been able to build that bond. Blake is the one that introduced Ja to Win in the Dark. We know how big of a calling that is to Ja, right? He's now got a whole brand based off of what he read in that book. And so to me, it's a fascinating story, and it's just a really cool pairing to see. And I hope that what I wrote is going to help people sort of recognize what Blake does for Ja, and because it's easy to see the stuff that's out there on social media and all that, but it you have to kind of be paying attention to understand what a big piece he's been to this whole operation. The other part of this, too, is how fortunate the Grizzlies are to have landed in this situation. Blake Ahern was in and out of the league. He played in the D League when he first, you know, left college. He had a brief stint with the Miami Heat. He finally gets called up a few years later and gets the chance to play for the San Antonio Spurs. He's the first call-up of the season. He plays for about a week. He gets sent down to the D League. Why is that significant? Because Taylor Jenkins was an assistant coach on the D League Austin Toros when Blake got sent down there. They build the relationship. He finishes out his NBA career and your European professional basketball career as well, and comes back, coaches high school for 1 year, gets a job with the Austin Toros, and all of a sudden, it takes no time at all. Taylor is calling him up. Oh my gosh, this is a perfect fit. I've got a point guard who has it all, except for maybe could work on you know, being more consistent with his jump shot, and I have this perfect match with him in order to find somebody that can relate and also be a big point man essentially for his practice routine. And so that was really fun to write, really enjoyable. Blake is a guy that, if you've ever met him, he's always joking around. He and Ja are very similar in that way. He knows how to throw some jabs. He's asked me a few times, like, when he's going to get his one-on-one interview, because he knows, like, it's never going to happen. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's just a really, really nice guy, and definitely deserves a lot of credit for building Ja to this point that he's been. And hopefully,
because that's something that obviously Grizzlies fans are going to be paying close attention to this season, because Ja's even mentioned it. Like,
100%.
The shot, right? Like, is it going to get way better this season? Because Ja's hinted that's what he's working on a lot in the offseason, right? The shot, yeah.
And that, to me, is the key to it all. We did get the ranking, by the way. We got
Ja had a nice shooting year last season, but, like, dude, if he becomes like a knockdown, like if he gets like a mid-range jumper, my gosh.
There's no stopping him.
No chance.
No one can stop him if he finds a way to, you know. And it doesn't even have to, like, the thing with Ja is he shot 34% from three last year, which, by the way, is pretty good.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's so easy to just look at him as like a below average three-point shooter because he does everything else so well.
He's actually
a pretty decent three-point shooter. Like, I think he's discredited for how well he shoots the ball from three because he does everything else so well. But yeah, for sure. That is the key to unlocking his game to the next level. And they have to feel good that they got the right guy there helping them to do it. He was with them in Austin when he was training this offseason. He spends a lot of time with them. He works closely with Mo Wells and Trey Draper and Ja's personal training team. It seems like they're all in unison, which is definitely a good sign because, you know, that's not always the case. But Blake really has found a way to fit in with just about everybody, and that's great. We did get the Ja ranking I was going to mention on NBA rank. Number 9, a spot higher than I guessed.
Yeah, ahead of Booker. I was happy about it.
I think kind
of surprised, yeah.
I think he's a better player than Devin
Booker. I do too.
I think that the Suns may have a more experienced and developed team. They've got a guy, Chris Paul is no slouch at point guard, right? But I would rather have Ja running the operation, and I would feel better about Ja going into a big playoff game as the lead player on your team than I would Devin Booker. And for that reason, I think I would definitely take Ja over Devin Booker. I think the one that is, I saw somebody on Twitter say Ja's officially overrated because of the number 9 ranking, and they posted Paul George and Kawhi Leonard or whoever else is beneath him. But those guys haven't been able to stay healthy, and Ja, although he hasn't been the most healthy the last 3 seasons either, has played enough to where you can feel good about it. I do think that Kawhi Leonard, when he's at his best, is one of the best in the NBA. We've seen that he can carry a team to a championship on his own, and he's actually done it more than once. So that's the only one that I thought he would probably be behind that he's not behind. But I think number 9 is a sweet spot for Ja, and I feel good about ESPN's rankings. They did a pretty good job. Desmond Bane should have been a little bit higher, but all in all, decent rankings from ESPN. Yep. All right, we'll talk to John when I come back. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
We're back. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish. I now want to welcome on a good friend of mine, host of the Jason and John show every day from 11 to 2, John Martin. John, how we doing?
What's up, fellas?
I wanted to address the elephant in the room. You have not been saying very nice things about my producer of this show or his NFL football team this week. Would you like to apologize?
Well, I have done my best to not make it personal with Bennett, right?
I don't believe that.
I really have. So that's the first thing. Second thing is, it's not a secret. I've been on 99 for, I don't know, what, 9 years. And, you know, one of my things is I cannot stand that team. You know, years and years of telling people that Mariota wasn't the guy, that he wasn't good enough to lead the Titans to anything of substance. Everybody fought me on that. I was right. They were wrong. And then they have a fluke of a season last year when they're a one seed. And they get put out by the Cincinnati Bengals at the house. Tannehill throws three picks. I say the window's closing. They're not going to win a Super Bowl. And it's to the point now where Bennett doesn't even push back anymore. You know, it ended very quickly, right? It ended very quickly, the charade that the Tennessee Titans were contenders or Super Bowl, you know, potential type team. It ended very quickly. It was about a season, you know, and so the fight is gone. The fight is gone in Bennett, and I'm hoping that on Sunday we can once and for all take the fight out of that team and send them packing to 0-3.
Well, the feeling's mutual. There is no team I hate more in the league. Well, I'll take that. I mean, besides, like, the Texans and the Ravens, the Raiders are right up there as well. And that's a fraudulent team as well. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that I think that the Titans are going to beat them this weekend because I've made no bones about it. I think this team is not good right now. But do I think they can get back on track this weekend and be 1-2 as opposed to 0-3 like the Raiders? Yeah, I think that's going to happen.
Well, let's be fair. The Raiders are not very good either, John.
No, I think they've been horribly mismanaged. But it's not a personnel issue, right? You know, you guys have a pretty good coach, but you have a personnel problem. Would I rather have a good coach with a bad team or a good team with a bad coach? It's close.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. I would say that the Titans have a good coach with a bit of a personnel issue right now. I think that's fair.
And we have good personnel with a coaching issue, it appears. I mean, that's why the number is what it is, right? I mean, the number is very, two, I think, is the number. Raiders minus two.
That's right.
I do think it says a lot that the Raiders are favored. And I think it says more about Tennessee than it does the Raiders. But I just think in the end, you know, the Titans just don't bring anything offensively that I think will get it done. I don't think they, you know, I think they're going to have to get like a special teams touchdown. They're going to have to get like a pick six. You know, they're going to have to create something because if you just pump the ball back to Derek Carr and Devontae Adams in that offense, you know, you're going to lose. You're just going to lose the game. So I am excited about it. I haven't been to a Raiders game since 2017 when they last played and won in Nashville. So I am very excited to make my return. And I do fully anticipate that I'll be leaving with a dub.
Now, if you truly hate the Titans the way that you hate the Titans, why would you go to a Titans game in Nashville and support the Titans with your concessions purchases and your ticket purchases and all that? You should be boycotting the Titans.
Simply a matter of convenience. Simply a matter of convenience. So you're telling me that if Alabama was not playing at, they were playing at Vandy this weekend, that you wouldn't go to Vandy? You know, Of course you're going to go to Vandy. It's just, it's simply a matter of convenience.
Well, the truth is, Tuscaloosa and Nashville are about the same distance from here, so doesn't matter to me.
Well, okay, so, but it, pretend they weren't.
Okay.
You know, you would, you know, I can't just pick up and drive to Las Vegas, right?
Well, you could. Jeff would do it.
Jeff would do it, but Jeff is a, you know, Jeff's a maniac. You know, I got to keep it, sort of, you know, in reality. So I'm not going to support the national economy, man. I'm not going as a show of support for the Tennessee Titans. I'm going simply to, as I put it on the show, what I see in the Tennessee Titans franchise is urban blight. They are urban blight, and I am going, as are the Raiders, to Nashville to board it up and condemn the property once and for all.
So you would never take your daughter to a place like that. She's too young to see something like that, right?
Oh yeah, no, I would not.
Okay. I'd never take my kid to an NFL game. Not until he's older. NFL games are no joke.
What's
the
minimum age to take your child to a sporting event?
Oh, I mean, I took my kid. Yeah, go ahead.
I took Riley to the Memphis Houston game last year at FedEx Forum. Yeah.
I took Noah to a Grizzlies game last year.
And how did they do? I saw Noah at the Grizzlies game.
Yeah, he did good. He did
Riley
good.
She was overwhelmed by the noise. It was very loud. But, you know, again, 2 hours is a lot different than four, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Big. When you have kids, you can't even believe the difference, right? You're like, oh, what's the difference? 2 hours, 4 hours, whatever. No, dude. You can't even fathom. You can't even fathom how much of a difference 2 hours is versus four.
Well, speaking of the Memphis Tigers, we did get the basketball schedule in its completion yesterday. I think it's a pretty good schedule. Obviously, it's a little bit loaded in the non-conference because the conference these days is not too good. But what do you make of it overall?
I mean, I think it's a – you mean the overall schedule?
Yeah, the thing in its entirety.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably one of their best schedules in recent history, man.
Yeah.
I think it's really tough. I think it's – what is it? Five SEC teams, right? It might be six. I don't have it in front of me, but it's five or six. And I went back and I looked. I don't know if they've ever played that many in one season. I mean, it's a very competitive, very challenging, you know, I think resume boosting schedule. I think they're going to get credit for the games that are on the schedule. You know, whether or not they win them, right? I mean, that's going to be tough to do because you got A&M at home is a brutal game, you know. You've got Auburn in a neutral site, right? I mean, you got a lot of tough games on the schedule, but it's good. And I think they kind of structured the conference schedule to where the Houston games are going to be really big, right? They're always big, but especially, you know, you got the one in late February, and then you got the one in March, right? They're so big at those times because, you know, you might need them. You might need, like, as you're coming down the wire, you're like, all right. We gotta get one of these. We gotta get, you know, maybe two of these like last year. So yeah, I think it's challenging, but I think Memphis Memphis does have the personnel, you know, to pick up enough, right? And to handle it. I'm not predicting, you know, 28-4 or whatever, but I mean they have a point guard. They have a real point guard solution, which they have never had. And I am gonna bet on that mattering in these kinds of games.
How do you feel about the fact that it is a little bit front-loaded? As you mentioned, you've got all those SEC teams early, and Penny's teams in the past, and this team is different, but Penny's teams in the past haven't looked exactly sharp super early in the season. They've kind of gotten better as the season's gone along. Is that worrisome at all that, you know, most of your big games are early in the season? Like, you got to get it together really quickly if you want to build that resume.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, that's got to change anyway. They have to have better starts. I mean, they can't keep getting into these situations where, you know, they're 10-8 every single year, and they have to pull a rabbit out of a hat to make a tournament run. And they've done that the last 2 years. Fell short 2 years ago, did manage to break through this past year. You know, they have to start better. And so it does make that task harder. But, you know, at the end of the day, you also want to have credit, you know, with a resume. You know, you want to get in the top 25. You want to start to, you know, because the truth is that I think we could all say pretty safely, if Memphis was not a 9 seed last year, they could have made a real run, right? I mean, they were leading by double digits at the half against Gonzaga. So you can't convince me that if they were a 4 or 5, which they would have been had they not had such a horrible start, you can't convince me that they wouldn't have made a Sweet 16. So you do feel like a little bit was left on the plate there. So I think they realized that. So to get that better seed and to have that, you know, that chance to advance, you got to win these kinds of games. It doesn't matter when they come, now, later, whatever. I think, you know, the key is don't dig yourself a big hole. Win a couple of these games. You don't have to win them all. I think 500 is certainly doable and understandable, maybe a tick above. But at some point, they got to snap out of that. So you might as well throw the kitchen sink at them and just see how they respond.
And I think the personnel is different this year, and that should help them, right? I mean, you've got now you've got Kendrick Davis running the show. You're going to be the older team in most of these games, in pretty much every game this season, given how old they are. And the coaching staff is different, but I think also set up in a way, like having Frank Haith to help you get ready for those early games, I think is going to help. Are they going to be more prepared because of that? Or just because Penny's coaching another year? Like, why? Give me a reason to feel good about the early games.
Well, I think that's it. I mean, I really do. I think it's all about that Kendrick Davis edition. I haven't seen a lot of Keontae Kennedy, right? I don't know much about him besides sort of like his journey. But I saw a lot of Kendrick Davis at SMU over the years. And I've seen him adapt to, you know, whatever the team kind of needs. You know, 2 years ago at SMU, when there's a little bit more balance, he averaged 8 assists a game, right? Last year, when he knew he had to kind of be the man, he averaged, you know, 18 plus a game. He's sort of a chameleon in that way. If Memphis needs him to be, you know, the top dog, which they do, I think he can be that. So, yeah, I mean, I think you got a winner. The guy's a winner. I know he hasn't made an NCAA tournament, but that's certainly not his fault. You got a guy that knows what it takes to be successful. You know, having been in college for, you know, I think this is his fifth year, basically. So, you know, that experience in tight games and late game situations, I think that is going to be the difference in a lot of these games. I mean, Memphis rarely got blew out. I mean, blown out. I mean, they did against Iowa State. But there were a lot of games in that schedule last year where, you know, they just didn't know how to finish. And a lot of that, I think, is a function of point guard instability, you know, getting into the offense, things like that. So I think having him is going to really calm the waters. And I think the team is going to respond to that, right? They're just sort of a reflection of the guys who got the ball in his hands the majority of the time. So I think it'll work out really well. I think the Penny and Kendrick Davis marriage is going to be a really good one. I think Kendrick and Penny have a lot of the same dispositions. Like, you're just never going to see either one of them panicking. And so I think it's a good match, and I think it's going to translate to a second straight NCAA tournament appearance. That would be my bet.
Do you have to change the strategy at all if you're Penny, knowing the way that the scheduling is going to go in the future? Because when Houston leaves the conference, you're going to lose your big conference games. You're going to need these schedules to be front-loaded with good teams. You're going to need to win early in the season. Does that change your recruiting, I guess, strategy here? Like, you need to double down on the transfers instead of taking the big-time freshmen? What does that change? Does that change anything at all?
Well, I don't think it changes the way you recruit. I think it changes – it reinforces the importance of – you know, you got to have good relationships in the Power Five, and you got to have people on your staff that have good relationships in the Power Five, because the schedule inside the American is going to be so bad. I mean, UTSA, Rice, UAB, North Texas is fine. You know, North Texas actually does have a pretty good basketball program, better than their football program, ironically. But they don't get the national respect, and being North Texas is not going to be something that national guys around the country are saying, look at that win by Memphis. They're just not. So I think you really have to lean on those relationships and hope. And I think the Memphis Athletic Department has to be aware of that, too. I mean, they've always kind of treated Memphis basketball as its island thing. But they got to make sure, right? They got to make sure that they do have a good schedule. And they're going to Maui in 2 years and all that, so that's a good start. But, you know, Cal used to have it where they were playing 4, 5, 6 non-conference games that were really good and really meaningful. And it's going to be back to Conference USA days. It really is. Memphis will be able to run through the league every single year, I suspect, under the, again, it's like UAB again. It's, you know, like you're getting back to that, right? So I do think the importance gets elevated of really scheduling outside of the American and getting good, you know, Power Five home and homes, even if you have to start there or whatever. Like, I just would not be very picky if I'm Memphis, because the truth is you're just not going to get the seeding respect. You already don't now. It's going to get twofold worse after all the changes after the season.
Well, John, I hope you have a blast in Nashville. Don't give them too much of your money this weekend, but I hope it's a good time. And I'm not going to say I hope the Raiders win, because I got to do the rest of the show with Bennett today.
Yes.
But if I had to predict, I think your Raiders get a win. I'm with you here this week.
You don't have to worry about Bennett, though, bro. That's what I'm trying to explain. Like, he's an old dog who's resigned to his fate. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just kind of like laying there on the living room floor. Like, you don't really have to worry about him, dude.
I got better things to worry about than this Titans season. All right.
See, he's like that old. He's like that aging basset hound.
No, I got a good feeling about this weekend, though. Someone's season's ending. There's no doubt about that. Someone's season is coming to an end on Sunday.
I'm not sure.
Yes, if y'all lose, your season's over. If we lose, our season's over. It's that simple.
No, your season's actually not. Does anybody in your division have? Oh, the Jaguars have a win.
0-3 is impossible to come back from. It feels like
not in the AFC South, bro.
0-3 is really, really hard to come back from.
I kind of agree with John. The AFC South is so bad. They may be all right.
There's only one team in the division that has a win.
Yeah, fair. We'll see.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we'll see.
Let us have this one, man. Y'all can probably win next week.
No, Derrick Henry come back to form game on Sunday. It's
Derrick
happening.
Derrick Henry, huh?
Yep.
He's going to show he's not done.
Is it sad to watch him?
It's not his fault. He's like, teams are just game planning for him. He's literally the only offensive weapon they have right now.
Oh, stop, dude. They have Jeff Swaim.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Get out of here, dude.
All right, John. I'll be listening tomorrow.
All right, man. Yeah.
He needs to take it easy on you every once in a while, man. He just comes for blood every time he's on the air. Every time he's got a chance to talk about the Titans. He likes talking about the Titans more than he likes talking about the Raiders.
The thing that pisses me off is there's nothing I can say because the Titans suck right now. So, like, I just have to sit here and eat it.
Well,
I hope we win on Sunday. Not going to happen.
You could be a Bears fan. It could be worse. All right. When we come back, we'll talk about the biggest breaking news from the NBA, Ime Udoka, and a potential suspension on the way. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Talking about our mental health saves lives. We witnessed that firsthand with Odyssey's I'm Listening, a two-hour mental health special. So many well-known artists, athletes, mental health professionals, and you shared invaluable insights and tools to help us all thrive as we go through our daily lives. If you missed it, Odyssey's I'm Listening mental health special, or you want to hear it again, it's on the Odyssey app or odyssey.com now.
Melissa Cookson is a 7-time barbecue world champion. You should know that by now, but here's the new news. She just opened the Barbecue All-Stars Barbecue Superstore. It's in South Haven. It's 12,000 square feet of grills, smokers, sauces, seasonings, just anything you can think of for your backyard barbecue and grilling needs. A section of the store, it's dedicated to cooking classes, including a large area for in-person cooking classes with broadcast and recording capabilities. You can learn more on the website at thebbqallstars.com, at thebbqallstars.com.
Howie, how stressful is it to pick a ring someone could wear for 50-plus years?
Oh, yeah. It's not stressful if you bought your original diamond at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Bring it back, upgrade to a new diamond, and only pay the difference.
Wow, Howie. That's truly the perfect engagement ring forever.
That's the Robert Irwin Jewelers Diamond Trade-Up Guarantee. See a store for complete details. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Free financing, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
Football is back, and nobody is more excited than your friends at Superbook Sports. Superbook is bringing Vegas-style wagering to the palm of your hand, and now they'll match 100% of your first bet up to $1,000, no matter if the bet wins or loses. You don't have to be in Nashville or Knoxville to enjoy football this fall. Visit Superbook.com or download the Superbook Tennessee app right now and start getting in on all the action. Visit Superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know. A driveway basketball hoop, including the base, weighs around 400 pounds. Something you probably do know. There's a windstorm coming. Something you probably don't know. A basketball hoop tipping over can poke a hole in a car roof like a can opener. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
There's never been a better time for football fans to join the huddle with BetMGM. This is Jeffrey Wright inviting you to sign up today and place a $10 pregame wager on any pro football team to win. If any player scores a touchdown in any pro football game, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your wager's outcome. Just use bonus code WRIGHT200, WRIGHT200, when you make your first bet. Get on the field and find out why nothing beats a win at BetMGM. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Use bonus code WRIGHT200 to win $200 in free bets if any player scores a touchdown in any pro football game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Must be in Tennessee. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
I did a site visit, and the space is absolutely incredible.
Estes Reiki Clinic is opening another studio across town.
But there's a lot to wrap up.
But staffing an entire office requires more than just deep breathing.
A receptionist and at least 4 new practitioners.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor. And he can do just about anything because...
I make the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
But the Hubbards use their 1025R because...
We really are trying to create this homestead.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. How will you make the most of yours? Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1-series tractor for just $124 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
It's time to roll out the red carpet for, well, new carpet. Right now at the Home Depot, choose from hundreds of styles and colors from top brands. Plus, get free installation. So whether you want to brighten up your bedroom, add a little more cushion to your living room, or, yes, add some VIP flair to your hallway, you can get the perfect carpet to match your mood with free installation from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Minimum purchase of $4.99. Exclusions apply. U.S. only. See store for details.
When you can't stop, there's Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub sends powerful medicated Vicks vapors right to the source of your... so you can experience cough relief and breathe easier. Generations of families have trusted Vicks VapoRub to help relieve the worst cold symptoms. So next time you have a cough, reach for the Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub. Cough relieving is believing.
If you own a business, this has been a bumpy ride. From pandemic to inflation, I'm sure you could use a break. If your business has five or more employees and survived COVID, you might be eligible to receive a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Hi, I'm Howard Mackler, and that's why I founded GetRefunds.com to cut through the red tape and get you the money. The team of tax attorneys we have put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. We do all the work, charge not a dime up front, and simply share a percentage of the cash that we get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those that took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales. We have helped return over $1 billion to businesses, and we can help you too. Just go to GetRefunds.com/sports, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited period of time. Don't lose out on up to $26,000 per employee. Go to GetRefunds.com/sports. That's GetRefunds.com/sports.
4, 3, 2, 1
lucky Powerball player will ring in the new year with a $1 million win. Powerball's New Year's Rockin' Eve VIP experience is back with a chance for you and a guest to score the trip of a lifetime to New York City for New Year's Eve. Win exclusive access to epic events and a chance to be the first Powerball millionaire of 2023. Announced live on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. Enter your Powerball tickets at TNVIPrewards.com by October 30th. The Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
Memphis is full of big city dealers just treating you like another number. Why buy from someone who doesn't remember your name after the sale? My name is Justin Nguyen. I'm the general manager of Red River Ford Toyota, and we are here to serve you. We are located in Wynn, Arkansas. That's just a 45-minute drive across the river. If you don't want to make that drive, don't worry about it. Sit back and relax on the couch while we deliver your vehicle to you. Give us a call at 870-238-7770 or visit us our website at redriverfordtoyota.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
You the type to play the joke and try to hide your hand. Not the type to come around and try to play your friend. You the type to cut the grass and snake your bestest man.
All right, we're back. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN. Let's do four stories at 444.
Four notable stories at 444. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 444. Story number one.
News broke last night from Adrian Wojnarowski at ESPN that Boston Celtics coach Ime Udoka could be facing discipline from the franchise for, I don't remember exactly what he said, some kind of improper action or whatever. And then we got the real story from Shams shortly after that. Shams gets the win on this one. Celtics coach Ime Udoka had an improper, intimate, and consensual relationship with a female member of the team staff. Sources tell The Athletic it's been deemed a violation of the franchise's code of conduct. What we have learned since then is that it looks like Ime Udoka could have a suspension of maybe up to a year as a result of this. It's kind of hard to figure out what you want to make of it. I can understand why the Celtics are upset that it happened, certainly. A year-long suspension is a long time.
It seems excessive, but I've seen different points, and I can understand both sides, I guess, of the argument here. You know, because basically, like, I saw someone, you know, bring up, I can't remember who it was, that, you know, they worked with someone who, and it was two higher ups, and they had a relationship together, and both ended up getting let go because their staff like quit respecting them because they were having a relationship, and they thought there was favoritism. And they, I guess, I can understand like the argument that this, hey, this is bad. Like you can't do this, and it's your team's code of conduct policy, right? On the other side, a year-long suspension, like, I mean, people date at work all the time, right? Like, that's, right. I don't know. Like, I know people who work together that dated. I'm sure you do, too. So, it's kind of, it's an interesting story for the simple fact that, like, I can understand both sides of the argument here.
I feel like for it to be a year-long suspension, it has to be someone that matters. You know, this affair has to be with somebody that, and I say matters like loosely, somebody that is prominent on the Boston Celtics organization. It must be, because for it to be an entire year, like you said, it's a little excessive, right? That's a very long time. Robert Sarver was doing things that were totally unacceptable, and he gets a year-long suspension. Ime Udoka is going to end up, now he's going to sell the team, but Ime Udoka now facing a year-long suspension. That just seems like a very, very long suspension for something like this. I guess the other question is, if this was a player, would it be the same?
It's a fair point.
I don't think, right? If this was a sell,
yeah, like if Jason
if
Tatum
this
was
Jason
that,
Tatum,
yeah.
They're trying to sell tickets. They're like, Ime Udoka is a great proved last year that he's a good coach, but he's not selling tickets to the Garden, right? He's not the one that's putting butts in seats. And to me, it just seems like there's definitely there has to be some feelings hurt here for it to be pushed this far. But obviously, that's huge news, because the Celtics are like a premier franchise in the NBA.
I will say the one thing that I've seen a lot of today, like on social media, is people saying, "How, you know, this is getting so much coverage, and how are you not going to talk about Brett Favre?" Like, doing the whole "what about" thing, and I'm like, "Well, first of all, I feel like people did talk about the Brett Favre thing quite a bit."
Yeah, Brett Favre deserves to get slammed.
Yeah,
for what
he deserves
100%.
To get slammed, and I think he is getting slammed. I don't know. Now, the other thing too is he doesn't play in the NFL anymore, so it's a little. I mean, this guy's still coaching in the NBA, so that's why it's a big story, right? But I just didn't understand that the whole "what about Brett Favre?" Because I feel like people have crushed Brett Favre. Maybe I'm wrong. We talked about it a lot on this show.
Brett Favre, if he was still playing in the NFL, I mean, he would certainly 100% get a suspension for what happened.
Right.
And maybe it'd be longer than a year.
There's
right?
No doubt.
What he did is terrible.
Yeah.
They're two different things. Like,
yeah,
me,
it's hard to compare the situations.
Like,
right. So
different situations.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what comes out of this one, though, because we've never really seen anything like it in the league. Remember. Yeah.
At least nothing that went as public as this has gone. Like, this is now out there for real. You have people speculating and all sorts of stuff. This is kind of a mess if you're the Celtics.
Yep.
Story number two.
Starting lineup, if you are familiar, I know you're familiar, Bennett.
I am.
They are bringing them back. They're basically like NBA action figures. That's the best way that you can put it. I can't remember when they went out of business, but they're now
it would have been like the late 90s, I believe, that they stopped making those figures.
They're now back. They're making them again. I believe there's like 10 players that they are giving starting lineup action figures that they're being made. Ja Morant is one of them, which is cool.
It's pretty sweet.
It just solidifies that Ja Morant is one of the 10 best players in the NBA, most marketable. Will you get one?
I already ordered mine.
Wow.
Yeah, I ordered one today. You know, one thing about, like, because I'm kind of a collector. I got like a big bobblehead collection, figures, comic books. I got all kinds of crap in my house. My wife hates it. But Ja stuff is very popular, not just in Memphis. Like, Ja sells. There was the, I don't remember what company made it, but there was like a Ja action figure that came out within the past couple years, that kind of a little similar to like the old starting lineup figures, to be honest. It's just, you know what I'm talking about? It was that little action figure.
They also had the big head. What are those called?
Yeah, I hate those. I know what you're talking about. They're not bobbleheads. They're like just little figurines with like big heads. I didn't like those. But the one that I'm talking about, the Ja action figure, those are hard to find now. Like, you can't even really find them. Yeah, and Ja.
I wonder if this is sold out already, these.
I was able to get one today off Fanatics, or pre-order off Fanatics. That's where you can pre-order right now. And it's cool. The Ja one's really cool. It's so I'm looking at him right now.
They made him look huge. He's got big muscles.
It's Ja, Tatum, Steph Curry, Trae Young, Embiid, Giannis, LeBron, and what is this other one? I can't tell what this other one is. Who is that? I'm trying to see like the blown up picture of it and I can't tell. Oh, it's Luka. Yeah.
Oh, Luka. Like,
yeah. I knew it was another big time player. Yeah.
They do look like the actual players, though. I mean,
yeah.
They
I mean,
close.
These are cool. Like the yeah, they're really cool. And this is actually, believe it or not, not the first Memphis Grizzlies starting lineup. Well, it's not the first Grizzlies starting lineup figure ever made.
Who was that?
Can you name the other two?
Two.
There were two Grizzlies starting lineup figures made before this reboot and the new Ja Morant one.
They would have to be Vancouver, right?
Yes. Yes, because starting lineup was out of business before Memphis got a team. Yep. Got the team.
Big Country?
Big Country's one of them.
Oh my gosh, the name's escaping me. The guard, the point guard.
Sharif Abdur-Rahim.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, those were the two. 96, they had the Big Country one. Sharif Abdur-Rahim had one in 97. I have the Sharif Abdur-Rahim one, actually. It's pretty cool.
So
he's in, like, the black Grizzlies uniform, the one that they, like, did the reboot last year of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have been 1 year old.
I got a collection of some of the old starting lineup figures. I've got, like, an Eddie George, Steve McNair. I got, like, a Cal Ripken. Those were cool. Like, I feel like... Back in the if you're like a kid of the 90s and a sports fan, you probably had some of those starting lineup figures. So it's cool they're relaunching this thing, and the Ja one's awesome. I think the Ja one might be the coolest one of this new set of figures.
They got him dunking. It looks cool.
Yeah, he's got the cool.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.